Hey, it's Darren Johnson, Real Journalism Podcast. Campus XM, journalism that cost 50 cents in 1994. Okay, so I haven't podcasted in a while. It's just like hits are down, I think because a lot of people used to just listen when they were driving or on the treadmill, and you can't do those things in this COVID crisis. I finally broke down and bought a real mask, you know, not like a just a mask that wasn't made of paper. I had been just waiting this whole thing out and saying, all right, I had some paper masks around the house from when I had to excavate some bees that were in the ceiling of one of our rooms. And I'd just been using those. I had some extras left over. And they were starting to get a little bit ratty. And I think, like, this mask thing where you have to wear a mask into the grocery store and restaurants and such, I think it's going to go on for a little while longer, at least in New York, another month or so at least. And then there might be a second wave in the fall or winter. So I just bought a cloth mask. And because my wife and daughter kept buying, like, masks with, you know, that were really, you don't want to get into gender roles, but something that I probably wouldn't wear. You know, they might have had, dancing, you know, sharks on them or something, or lions and tigers or flowers or something. They weren't, you know, my typical type mask. So I just got one, and my head's a little big too, you know, in many ways, but it's big. And so I went on eBay and for like $8 bought a large size male mask, and it's double sided. It has like stars on one side, which a little, you know, a little too festive, I think. On the other side, just blue with like little specks, but it came in the right size. It fits, and it still smells like new cloth, which is better than the masks I had been wearing, which just start to get like a coffee smell to them, and they weren't washable or anything. So I broke down. I feel bad about it, but I broke down. So I am at a rest stop outside Ulster, New York, and I'm going down to the city. So I thought today I would take you with me, and I will record little snippets, you know, maybe like 3, 4, 5 minute snippets here and there, and piece them all together. And what I'm doing is I'm going down to the city to service the campus news boxes. Campus News is one of my newspapers, and we have boxes about, I don't know, 45, I think, at this point, places where you can get it in New York City. And I don't really have anyone to, you know, that I, in this whole COVID era, that I would want to go and do the boxes, and it's easier for me just to do it. So, you know, the boxes in a way have kind of saved my print business, and I've been tending to my business all these years and doing the things to help it survive. A lot of newspapers are going out of business. I just read a stat that hundreds, maybe 300-400 weekly type newspapers will probably go out of business during this era. They were on the brink anyway, but I had seen this brink for the past 10 years or so and adjusted. I, you know, when Facebook hit, that was really painful when Facebook started selling ads, and people had to redirect their dollars. And where do they pull it from? You pull it from print, which has been getting a bad rap. And you could say, hey, I don't need you anymore, print newspaper, but it turns out they do need us. But a lot of newspapers went out of business. But we can hit certain niches that Facebook can't. They're completely different audiences, so we still have some value. Because Campus News mostly hits colleges, you know, we have these street boxes outside the colleges, but we're also inside the colleges, so we haven't been able to get inside the colleges. And that's going to be, we're waiting with bated breath, like a lot of other vendors that go into colleges, bookstores, and the guys that sell, you know, coffee or whatever on campus. There's a lot of vendors on campuses, and we are waiting with bated breath like everyone else if colleges will do this. Now, you can go see a story I wrote on the whole subject on cccn.us, and just look for the latest issue. It's sticky to the top. And I wrote a long, like, 3,000-word piece on where colleges stand. So what's going to happen in the fall? A lot of it's speculative at this point because no one has made firm overtures. But the reality is, if colleges aren't open, they're going to see wildly reduced enrollment, and they can't charge full freight if they're open. Colleges make a lot of fees off of residence halls and student fees. They make a lot of money off of fees. So it's going to bankrupt a lot of colleges that don't have big endowments. I was reading Wells College might go out because they don't have a huge endowment. A lot of colleges don't. And fundraising has been anemic at these, you know, people don't want to donate to a college, you know, they just generally don't. I don't. When I donate money, I look for, you know, I want to donate like $100 to a place that has $100 million. That doesn't really help. So when I look for places to donate to, I look for like, hey, here's a little dog kennel that, you know, they barely can afford wee-wee pads or something. You know, the dogs are in bad shape or something. I'll donate to that. Or here's a person that has, you know,